Hello guys, in today's video I'm going to talk to you about why some people don't take action. Now guys, we all know that 2019 is about to end. We have 10 days left to finish the 2019, and I'm going to talk to you about today's very serious topic. And the topic is, as I told you, why some people don't take action. Now guys, we all know that we have a lot of goal in our life. We have a goal that we want to achieve in our life. We want to do something great, but there are something, you know, that's stuck. Hurdle we have facing right now in our life. And in this video I'm going to tell you about 4 steps so that you can start taking action without any kind of hurdle. So if you're new here in this channel is all about entrepreneurship, success mindset and developing yourself. So if you are interested in this kind of topic, consider subscribing this channel. So without any further delay, let's start this video. So guys, there are 3 kind of people out there: those who want to make things happen, and second, those who wonder what happened, and third kind of people, those who make things happen. I want to ask you guys, which kind of category and where do you want to go, where you want to see yourself after 6 or 1 year? Whether you want to make things happen, or you're just wondering what happened, or you are just wondering what's going to happen. We tend to get attached with a lot of video. We see a lot of video on YouTube and other social medias about motivation, about inspiration, about belief system. But we all know guys, none of these things are working in our life right now. So today I'm going to share you something very interesting, some kind of tip you can say, where I'm going to tell you that how you can start taking action in your life. And the first thing, you know, that I'm going to tell you is sense of urgency. Guys, in our life sometimes we don't have this thing, sense of urgency in our life. We have a lot of things happening right now. We have information age. Right now we are living in information age and we are not able to take action. The number one reason, you know, that why we are not able to take action is that we are clumps up, we are messed up with a lot of technology, we are messed up with a lot of information out there. So in that area, you can say in that circumstances, we are distracted and we don't have any kind of sense of urgency. And if you don't have sense of urgency, you know, if you don't have anything that you want to do in your life, and you're not serious about that, you're not able to achieve that, you know. So what I want to do is basically to create sense of urgency in my life. I make 5 painful statements, you know, that I've gone through in my life. And I want you to do the same thing, that you have to make a 5 painful statement. Remember guys, whenever, you know, whatever you have in your life, what are some painful moments in your life, so that you can create sense of urgency in your life. And creating a sense of urgency is very important in your life, because these things is going to fuel you. These things is going to inspire you to take action. This is first point. And this first point led to second point. And second point is self-image. Now guys, if I talk about self-image, it's not about that how you dress up yourself, something like that, about behavioral things. It's all about how you think about yourself. What kind of image you hold for yourself. If you hold a positive image for yourself, you're going to have a lot more confidence and you're able to take more action than any other else. And how you're going to get self-image? So there is a book called See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. I will drop, you know, the description, the link of that book. You can buy the book. This book is highly recommended if you really want to know and understand about the self-image. A lot of people talk about self-image, but only few people able to implement these kind of things in their life. So self-image, if I talk, that we have, you know, if you have lack of confidence, and if you have, you know, self-image, which is, you can say self-esteem, which is very low, and if you have very limiting belief, and you have doubt and fear in your life, you're not able to make it. And you know guys, on the flip side, if you see yourself successful, and if you see yourself proactive person, you're going to take a lot of action in your life. This is very important, that if you see, and if you have a you can say positive paradigm in your life, you can take more action than any other person. Third point is start from the end in mind. Now guys, if what I mean by start from the end in mind, now there's many people who talk about this thing, start from the end. There are many famous authors and there are many speakers who talk about this thing. Now guys, the main point, you know, if I talk about this thing, is you have to reverse engineer yourself. Basically, when you see yourself and when you see your goal in your life, you have to see that how you can achieve that goal, and you have to basically, you know, track everything. You have to write your goal step by step so that you can able to achieve that goal very easily. Now this is very important to write your goal, and this is very important to track your goal, because that goal is ultimately going to motivate you. If you don't write your goal, you're not going to motivate it, right? And if you don't motivate it, you're not able to take action. You're just, you know, keeping yourself busy and busy. You're not able to take right action, which lead you to your end goal. So this is very, you can say, important, and this is very primal thing that you have to do. If you really want to achieve anything, you have to start from the end. For example, if I say that suppose you want to clear any exam, right? So you have to imagine yourself that you are writing this exam, you are able to clear that exam. So it's like, if you have end in mind that what happened and what is going to happen in your life when you finish or when you're done with your exam, you're going to enjoy a lot of things, right? So if you have end, you know, if you have end image in your mind, then you'll be able to take action very easily. Last but not least, clarity. Now, how are you going to bring clarity in your life? Now, there is something called reticular activating system in your brain. So whenever you force yourself and whenever you force your brain to seek opportunities and take action, your brain start to take action. Now, there is a part, as I said, RAS, reticular activating system. It's a part of our brain that helps us to recognize things in our environment that deem to be very important. Now, this is something, you know, that we have to take into consideration if you really want to see changes in our life. But along with that, I talk a lot about meditation and why meditation is very important in your life. Now, if you really want to see, you know, if you really want to bring that clarity in your life, you have to start doing this activity called meditation. Now, we are in an environment, 21st century, it's all about information. Is people got a lot of opinion, people are, got a lot of information, but they are not able to take that information and organize that information so that they can take action in their life. So if you want to bring clarity in your life, we have to bring, you know, this new activity, this new ritual in your life, which is meditation. Now you can start doing meditation in your life, and I made a video, one week ago. You can watch this video, and I talk about how you should start doing meditation, and also wrote a book on meditation, which is Meditation for Millennials. You can read that book, and along with that, if you really want to take action, as I said earlier, you have to do these four simple steps. First is, you have to make a sense of urgency in your life. Second thing, you have to have a very clear goal, and you also have to focus on your sense of urgency. So if you are enjoyed this video, don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to click thumbs up, and I'll see you next video.